I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas who went on to launch a career in comedy that has found him working on Saturday Night Live, as well as scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, and 21 Jump Street. And on such series as New Girl, Angie Tribeca, and Modern Family, you can see him every week on Fox NFL Sunday. And you can watch him on a Sony Crackle series, Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Veterans Day, he's in New York City right
now. Well, today's not Farmer's Day, but you know it. What are you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You're in New York, huh?
I am. I am in New York. I was here last night taking part in the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association Gala, which was very, very cool, and hopefully raised a lot of money. They do a lot of good work. So and, the IAVA does a lot of good work.
Yeah. From the sound of your voice, I feel like, and I've heard this, and I don't know it to be true, that I've heard a lot of those Marines and Army and all the vets, they could drink a little bit, I heard. I heard those men could throw a couple back and tell some good stories.
Yeah, they're no stranger to the bar. I didn't even light the fuse last night. I think I'm coming down with something. I think I'm getting sick.
Oh.
I've been on the road too much.
You know what you're coming down with? A case of two goddamn good lookings and way too successful this year. That's what you've come down with. And you're standing terminal, my friend. You look great. I'm sorry you feel bad, but you look great, man. I mean, really, every time I see I was watching you the other day, I'm like, God damn, you've always been a handsome guy. And allow me to gush a little bit, but you've really efforted into getting in that top physical shape, shape, not just thin, shape.
Oh, well, you're very kind, but right now I'm just a hot mess. That's just a big blob with a beard. That's all I am right now.
Oh, sounds like my ex. But listen, Ski Master Academy is incredible. I couldn't help but notice the theme song sounds a lot like one Michael Starr.
That would be correct, my good friend. I asked my buddies at Panther if they would help me out. I play a little golf with Darren and the boys and Sticks and Ingen. I told him about the show and he said, "Oh my God, you got to let me write it up. You got to let me write the theme song for it." And literally that night he had a theme song for me. It didn't change much. We had to change some of the language for television.
I'm sure. But, yeah.
Other than that, it was the exact theme song that we used.
So. Those guys
are amazing.
Well, you do great stuff. Last night, I with the Panthers and the Steelers, I thought it was fantastic. Very funny.
Yes, I was so glad it worked out. I couldn't be there. I wanted to be there, but I was in Lawrence, Kansas last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Up at KU, so I couldn't be there when they were filming the stuff, and it bummed me out. But I'm glad that I made all the introductions. Panther, they're awesome, and they can do whatever they want. They are rock gods.
They are rock gods. They're the greatest rock band ever to walk onto a stage. And, you know, there's been some okay bands like Kiss and Led Zeppelin and all, but none can hold a candle to the mighty Steel Panther.
That's a stone cold fact.
That's right. Only when it got sort of close, like 85% behind them was David Lee Roth era Van Halen 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
But that's as close as anybody ever got.
You haven't said anything wrong yet.
No. You know, December 11th, the Midland Theater, Twisted Christmas, as we all say happy birthday, baby Jesus. Steel Panther takes us to the promised land.
Oh, God. Now I've got a mission in life, and that's to find my way to that show.
I wish you would make it.
Yeah, get yourself right and get on a plane.
Oh, tell you what. You know what? I'll actually be, I think I'm going to be in Philadelphia.
How do you know?
Another veterans
event. You're such a nice guy, dude.
At that time.
So what do you got?
Transmanian Foundation.
If you're just joining the show, Rob Riggle's here with us. He was in New York City last night for an event for the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans, and he's a nonstop fundraiser and charitable human being besides being an amazing actor and everything you've got working. But that being said, you shake a lot of hands, you meet a lot of people, you're on a lot of planes, everybody wants to take a picture, and that's how you get sick like you are right now, man. I mean, it's inevitable.
I think you're right. Eventually, you're going to break down. It always happens about this time of year, too. You start to break down about this time of year. We head to the Thanksgiving, it's going to be off, and Thanksgiving's going to be nice, recoup.
Where will you do it? Are you do it in L.A. or Kansas City?
I'm going to do it in L.A. this year. This is the first time. Normally, I come to KC every year, but we're changing it up this year a little bit.
So. Do they freak out that you're going to eat an actual bird? A piece of meat? Is L.A. going to be able to handle that?
I'm sure it's some tofurkey.
Yeah, there will be. You should take a tofurkey outside and shoot it and then just cook the other bird.
I might just do that on principle alone.
Yes. Yes, you know what? I will quit like a bunny, package up a fuelless flamethrower, mail it to your house, and then you can flame the turkey and then send it back.
Yeah, that actually sounds very appealing. So I may take you up on that. I am going to be in Kansas City this weekend, though.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm coming in. We got the big, slick tailgate at the Chiefs game. So there may still be a few tickets left available, but we're very close to being sold out. But it's the Dave Koechner and myself are coming back, and we've done it for the past couple of years. We host a big tailgate under the tent, food, drinks, right there by the stadium, and we raise money for Children's Mercy, and it all goes to the Big Slick, which all goes to Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City.
And it's going to be you and Koechner will be here as well?
Yeah.
And, both of you with your...
If any of the other hosts are coming in, but I know it's Dave and I for sure. There could be other hosts, but I know it's always Dave and I.
Listen, give him a deep kiss and you bring him down to your illness. Don't suffer by yourself because I know it's going to be a long day for you. So you pass the disease. You deep kiss him.
Thank you. I will. I hadn't thought about it. I was either going to do that or just try to spit into his mouth somehow. That's fine.
Well, that's just magical right there. You know how many people dream of having Rob Riggle spit in their mouth? I know Jake does.
Oh, every day.
Jake told me one day, he goes, I want Rob Riggle to smear my eye makeup and spit in my mouth.
Wow. Wow. You need a better dream, Jake.
He's willing to pay.
Let me tell you about Rob Riggle. I will say this about Rob Riggle. Anytime you call this guy or if you need him on the show or you need help or whatever, I know he doesn't feel good. That's why he feels sick. The veterans need him. A movie needs him. We need him, whatever. Like, Kansas City needs him. He always does it. Dude, I do appreciate that because most pussies would have woken up this morning and said, you know what, I don't feel good. Let's reschedule. Let's do it another day. And I got to cancel this weekend. And you never do that. And I appreciate it.
You're very kind. No problem. Never. Never. I will never miss.
All right, last thing. Somebody's crying a little. 9100 tech. The effing Chiefs are not the only team in town. Show Sporting KC some love. They won their conference and are in the playoffs. I'm sick of the effing Chiefs. Oh, someone's little sister's pissed off. Listen.
Wow.
I'm happy.
Hey, listen, I'm a big Sporting KC fan as well, so I'll gladly support the colors. I need to maybe send some social media love to those guys, let them know that they're on the radar.
Look at him. Look at Rob.
See, he gives the sweet answer.
Look how he embraces his feminine side.
He turned that right around and got right.
He really did. He got four fingers in it.
He doesn't feel good. He's vulnerable.
I just know. It just makes me laugh, though, that somebody's crying about Sporting. It's always good when Kansas City does well.
Yeah, we're happy for everybody.
You quit crying. You're like the little sisters, like, my brother won the Super Bowl, but I'm in a baton championship. Stop it.
Completely. It's not my fault that the NFL is the most popular sport in America. The Major League Soccer, they'll catch up. It'll get there. But until then, you got to remind us of these things.
That's right. And so very good for them. They won their conference, and they're now in the playoffs. A very big thing. And I'm happy for them as well. And you, listen, I'm not going to keep you, Rob. But hey, man, as always, everybody here is always proud to call you a friend. What you do and what you stand for and how you back it up is very seldom equaled. It really isn't. I mean, everybody shows up when the cameras are out, and you show up no matter what.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and right back at you, man. You are a huge supporter of everything we try to do in Kansas City, and all of our efforts are amplified, through your efforts. So right back at you. Thank you.
Listen, get some rest, man. At least try to take a couple hours, man.
All right,
brother. Big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.